to feel this way, that when we feel gratitude, we feel an indebtedness. We how can I pay you back? We're chosser as human beings. The Hakaras HaTov is, what can I do for you? But we don't have to pay them money, and we don't have to buy them a present. We do, but only because it's an acknowledgement. The women in the shiur bought me this fantastic suitcase that I use, right? So, okay, it's their way of saying thank you to me, but I really feel thank you to them because it's so great. And like, if I would sit here and describe to you how good it is, right, that would be my way of acknowledging the thanks. Let's say someone buys me a present. You know how I could best, and it's something I really needed, I really wanted, and I needed it. You know how I thank them? I tell them, wow, first of all, thank you. But I show them that I appreciate. I said, it must have, and this is what we do. We say, it must have been pretty hard for you to find this. Like, you found just the right thing. I'm sure it wasn't easy for you to figure out what just the right present is. And and you had to ask people what I would like. And like, I thank you, like, I appreciate that you did that. And, you know, I don't think it's Thomas, a wheelie, like, it handles up and down, and it has so many parts. And I show you that I appreciate the gift, and I know all of its moving parts. And that's the payback. The payback is really, in the human psyche, the payback is the acknowledgement of gratitude, of debt, of the intensity of my feeling. What I did by my sister, by the way, just I spoke under the chuppah, which is so not me. I actually spoke under the chuppah, and I thanked her, and I explained what she did and how she and then I couldn't do anything more just to say, you know, hey Rachel, thanks, you know. Like, what are you going to do? To buy her a present? Yeah, we thought, we'll buy her a kitchen set. We'll buy her this, we'll buy that. It was much more powerful just to stand up in front of people at the moment of the wedding and say, we thank her for this. Like, she pulled this off. It's not pshat gaiva, just acknowledgement. She doesn't need my acknowledgement. Right? She didn't need it, really. It was really selfless. It was really, we never even paid her for the food. She's my sister. Pay her. No, really. Pay her. I don't know about your relationship with your siblings. Like, it would have been extremely insulting if we would have offered her money. So, she doesn't need the acknowledgement, but I needed it. And it was, until I was able to express, I felt in debt. And that's the way it is with Hashem, says the Chayim Salvavos. Hashem doesn't need our acknowledgement. He doesn't need our thanks. He's fine without it. He's Hashem, man. He's Hashem. We are choser as human beings when we have a debt, and in English we say a debt of gratitude, right? Don't we say that? And he really says, he says the human being is wired that we feel indebted to someone till we pay back when we have gratitude. But, and then I'm saying the payback is merely acknowledgement. So really we should do what the Malachim do, which is to spend the whole day thanking Hashem. Because if you thanked Hashem a whole day, if you went to the Kaisel and said Halil and Nishmas, the whole day, you wouldn't be able to thank Hashem enough for creating you. Just for creating you. How can you thank someone for creating you? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then the fetus, right? And then till you're 13 and you do a mitzvah, you know, till you're 12 and you do a mitzvah. And then, you know, what are we doing? What are we? And if you study the sciences. The blood's going. You eat a piece of pizza, it breaks down into vitamin A, B, C, D, vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, fats, right? And then something. It's a mind boggling. I mean, you just have to study Shara HaBechina and go study anything. You know, type anything into Google, brain, rain, photosynthesis, breathing, walking, muscles, tendons, anything. Type into Google. You'll spend the rest of your life studying it. And it links you to other things. It's mind-boggling. And Chaim Salvadus was boggled by it, and he lived over 1,000 years ago. Imagine now, with the scientific discoveries of the last, just call it 100 years, our minds would burst. We're bursting with gratitude. We should be. So we really should do what the Malachim do. What do Malachim do a whole day? Don't they get tired? And there's millions of malachim, billions of malachim. They just praise Hashem a whole day. And I understand it. All of a sudden, I understand it. Because if I wanted to thank my sister, and it's a very emotional moment. You marry off a child, and a child that we're all parents. A child that you lost a lot of sleep over. And you're worried what would happen to him. Would he stay from? Right? And what would be with him? And then it's all put together. So thank you, like what do you do, buy a card in the store? What can you do? You wish there was something you could do. You wish. Now think of Hashem. That's my sister. Now Hashem enabled it all, right? So we want to praise Hashem. But Hashem, there's another way. Again, think of someone that saved your child's life, and you don't know how to say thank you. So you say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and you won't stop. But then there's another way. A person says, can you get me a can of soda? I'm thirsty. You'll run, you'll knock over 20 people on your way to the soda machine. You'll knock over 20 people to be able to bring that person a can of soda. He's thirsty. Yeah. Oh, if my sister would say, I have a rutzel now for a sour pickle, I would charter a plane and go get her a sour pickle, right? The best sour, Lower East Side, Gus's Pickles. And I would be so thrilled that I figured out a way to, it's not the pickle. My doing her will is a way of my acknowledging my gratitude and my thanks. Because I can't ever pay her back. I can't pay her back for what she did. I can't pay her back with money. I'm not going to stand there and say thank you every moment of every day, which I would want to do, but I'm not going to do that. So what am I going to do? So if I find out something she wants, a rutzel, and now think of Hashem, because we're running out of time. I don't want to keep you late. We do Hashem's will. And the Chavis Halvava says the right way to do Hashem's will is out of a sense of gratitude. And if you, that's the way. So you know what you do? You learn Shara HaBechina first. Go do a little Googling about how everything in your body, and that's just biology, my goodness. Everything in the world, in the universe, works and is there to serve mankind. And it is so mind-boggling. If we would study it, we should study it. Chaim Salvadus demands we study it, and that's why he puts Shara HaBechina second. First is Shara Yichud. Because if you don't believe in Hashem, and you don't believe that it's all God-generated, then of course nothing's going to follow. So first comes Shara Yichud. Then the second Shara is to learn to be grateful. You don't know where to stop. Look where I am. I'm just talking about things that are common to all of mankind. Then you think, we're Jewish, and we think about all the Tovos that Hashem, Right, we're here today, and we're doing, and we're accomplishing, and we have. It's we don't know what to do. So the Chavetz Chaim says, "Do the Ratzon Hashem." That's all. But do it out of a sense. Do it out of a sense of gratitude, and that's inner compulsion. I want to do this, and Rabosai, that's what it hit me. When I stood there and I was able to thank my sister in some way, I had a total sense of joy. Because I was so joyful that I was able to do this. Because that's what the Chaim Halevitz explains, you see. You are flawed as a human being when you have this debt of gratitude. You feel flawed. You feel a debt. I'm indebted to that person. We even talk that way. We say the right words. Oh man, I'm indebted to that person. He found me a job, which is like so small. So, okay? I'm indebted to that person. So you're indebted. So you're a mensch. You're a human being. Pay the debt. The debt of gratitude is paid by acknowledgement. It's all by acknowledgement. And the best acknowledgement is when the person expresses a will and you rush to do the will. And that's because you can't really pay back the person. You can't pay Hashem back. Maybe you can pay someone back to find you a job. Job hunters get a place, 1 month salary for the first year, headhunters. So we could put a label on it, how much money it's worth. But if someone saves your life, if someone gives you life, if someone gives you existence and life and every breath you take, how are you going to say thank you? The malachim just say thank you all day. That's all they do all day. I mean, we say it. We don't know what we're talking about. So, lefichach anachnu chayovim lehodos lahalil lishabeach lefoil leromim lahader levarech liali ulekales. You know, we don't even know what each word means. Extol, praise, we read the Yad Scroll. But every one is a different nuance, a different synonym of a different emotion of thanks. And then, that's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, you see? The mitzvah's flawed, because if you're doing a mitzvah the way the Chavetz Halevitz wants you to do it, see, this brings everything together. If you're doing it out of gratitude, and then it's pnimi. I want to do it. I'm so happy that I can do it. This is my chance to say thank you to Hashem. I have no way of saying thank you to Hashem. What am I going to do? Write him a check? Buy him a birthday card? It's Hashem. Yeah, he tells me what to do. Just, you know, this is my will. I can do his will. And that's my way of saying thank you. That's what the Chaim Halevitz writes in his Hakdama. There is such, if you do that, if you've ever experienced this dynamic where you have a debt of gratitude and you figure out a way to express the gratitude, you are overtaken by a feeling of intense joy. Baruch Hashem, you just, you are. Because you're so joyful that you are able to pay up the debt. You feel whole. You feel shalem. It's joy. That's it. So this is a sign you're doing a mitzvah the right way. The joy of doing a mitzvah that is talked about, I'm convinced of it, is not the joy that we're getting oil in Gan Eden, and it's not the joy of the Arizal's joy, the Rambam's joy, the Pasuk's joy. Is the joy, I'm positive this is pshat, it's the joy. What joy makes the mitzvah sholem? The Arizal says, your mitzvah is not sholem if you're not joyful. It's the joy because the right way to do the mitzvah, the right way to do any mitzvah, davening, a bracha, a challah, a mezuzah, chesed, anything we do is because it's the Ratzon Hashem. It's not because it's right or moral or good or humanistic. It's Ratzon Hashem. And my doing the Ratzon Hashem is meaningful because it's my way of saying thank you to Hashem. It's the only way I have of saying thank you to Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, I said thank you to Hashem, And that's the feeling of joy. I was able to express my gratitude to Hashem for being alive, for being able to breathe, for being able to talk, etc. That's the joy. That's the joy that if you don't feel, it means you're not doing the mitzvah the right way. Now, I'm talking as an ideal. I'm not talking about something we're all going to walk out of here and do. You know, it's a avodah. The Rambam's lashon is simcha sheyismach adam b'asiyas ha-mitzvah avodah gedola hi. You have to work, but to develop. See, that's what Sharabod Salakim links. So the Hakdama says, do everything out of a sense of gratitude. That's the way to go, because then it's panimi. No one's telling you what to do. Why should we serve Hashem? He asks. Because you're a mensch. You're a mensch. And if you don't, you're worse than an animal. Yoda shor koneyu v'chamor evuz bo'olov Yisrael lo yoda amilo hizbonon. You're worse than an animal. You're not a mensch. If you don't feel gratitude towards the one who created you and gives us life and everything. So if you're a normal person, if you're a normal human being, you want to do Hashem's will, because that's the only way we have of saying thank you. So I want to do it. And I'm so happy that I am able to express my gratitude to Hashem, because if I don't, I'm bursting. I'm bursting if I don't. And I have how to do it. I said I would talk about the kids after 10. I don't want to keep anybody. Just... the truth is that, we all want our children to do mitzvahs and to serve Hashem. We just have to extrapolate from ourselves what we heard tonight. We have to inculcate in our children. We should follow the Chayvus Halvavus. How do we get our children to want to serve Hashem? However they choose to serve Him. We're not going into those pratim. What we're talking about, just that they should see that as something they're doing with their lives. What are you doing with your life? I'm doing the will of Hashem. Wow. Like the biggest tzaddik doesn't talk like that. You know, we're not giving out a test here. We're talking about you train them to feel gratitude. They could start with gratitude to the parents. And, you know, they're not going to feel that for a good number of years. Very many years sometimes, but you try to train them, you try to make them realize that, you know, where's everything coming from? And then they get a little older and you try, like, where do you think mommy and tati are coming from? This Hashem. And you tell them what a bracha means, that you're saying thank you. You know? And then you introduce them to the idea that doing the will of Hashem is a way of saying thank you. This is what the Chayvus Halvavus says. Maybe it's a chiddush. He says it's a way of saying thank you. All the mitzvahs, everything is a way of saying thank you to Hashem for all that He does for us. This way it's pnimi. It's not compelled ben hachutz. It's something that's natural. He spends time talking about this also. It's something that's natural to every human being. You don't have to whip a person into shape. You just have to train them to realize things, because it's natural to a human being to feel gratitude once he becomes aware. You know, I'm not aware what goes into my breathing. If I study it for 3 months, probably it would take to, you know, I thought my head would burst with gratitude. My heart would burst with gratitude. So, and the human being is wired that if I don't, that I want to express my gratitude. I don't need anybody to compel me to do it. Once they compel me to do it, I'm not expressing my gratitude, then they're just forcing me to do it. But the human being is wired that way, and I think I'm positive everybody here has had that experience, that we feel intense gratitude towards someone, and we feel so happy and simcha when we're able to release that by expressing it. And all we have to do is express it. The person doesn't need money, doesn't need me to do to him what he did to me. The person just feels paid up if I acknowledge it. And that's Hashem. That's all Hashem wants. And it's a good thing that's all He wants, because there ain't nothing else we can do for Him. He just wants us to acknowledge. to acknowledge Baruch Atah Hashem. It's like a cheap price, but it's deep. It's deep. It's deep in the human psyche and wiring that is what gives me simcha, and that's what makes me feel shalom when I'm able to thank someone and express gratitude. Okay. Sorry. Okay. We'll stop. Yeah, everybody's free to go. Yeah.
Is it then a byproduct that through the mitzvahs help mold us? Hashem wants us to be.
Well, that's already.